Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Not so long ago, wedding attendants needed to make sure they had one thing on hand: tissues. Nowadays, your great aunt Mabel and Uncle George are armed with iPhones and flip cams. With everybody clamoring for digital keepsakes, wedding ceremonies are increasingly turning into flashing galleries of amateur paparazzi. Joining me now to discuss the unplugged wedding trend is Ariel Meadow Starlings, author of Offbeat Bride, Creative Alternatives for Independent Brides. She's also founder and publisher of the Offbeat Bride website. Ariel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, you started Offbeat Bride back in 2007. When did you start hearing complaints about cameras, and maybe even not cameras, iPhones and iPads at weddings?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that I first started hearing more and more about in 2010 when iPhones started to be ubiquitous, right? It started to be people having smartphones who weren't just nerds like those of us who work on the internet. And it started to be more of an issue both for couples planning their weddings and looking at their wedding photos after the fact and seeing the photos filled with their friends and family staring into screens. But I also started hearing about it a lot from wedding photographers who were starting to have trouble capturing the moments that they had been paid, sometimes at significant cost, to capture because there was what wedding photographers call Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob would be standing in the middle of the aisle trying to take his own photo, and the photographer who was there being paid to take the picture wasn't being able to get the shot.
Well, and it's not just the taking of the photographs. It's social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. How do they play into this issue?
Yeah, you know, I think this is kind of an expression of just where we are as a culture right now, where we've shifted into a place where we're really into documentation and capturing the moment via social media and via photos and sort of this real-time social media experience, which is great. I mean, I'm a nerd. I love social media. I love being connected to people all over the world. But I think we're wrestling in a lot of ways culturally with when it feels appropriate to be engaged with social media and when it's actually detracting from our ability to be present in the moment that we're actually in.
Right. So you've got your guests taking photographs and then looking at their phones down at their screens while they're uploading it to their social media sites. But let's get back to this Uncle Bob or Aunt Mabel idea. Now, weddings are full of etiquette, and there's always somebody who gets mad about something. Is it rude to forbid people from innocently snapping photographs?
Yeah, you know, I think the place where I see the least pushback, because, of course, everyone loves to argue etiquette and what's rude and what's not, and, you know, is anything rude if you ask respectfully? Are you just respecting the couple for whatever they ask, whatever it may be? Please wear orange shoes. Please don't use your camera. And I think the place where there seems to be the least pushback is couples who ask people not to use their devices at the ceremony. People are less understanding, and I hear more friction from guests when it comes to the reception, right? This is basically a party. People don't want to be told, you know, that they can't have their phone out at a party. So the place where it seems to be the most acceptable is just to say, you know, during the ceremony, this is a sacred time. Please leave your devices turned off and in your bag.
Would you actually put that on the invitation?
You know, I'm seeing people not use it in the invitation as much, but more on wedding websites and in the programs so that it's something that's conveyed once you're at the wedding. Or sometimes people will have little signs up outside the ceremony space saying, you know, hey, leave it in your bag.
What's interesting to me, Ariel, is that your website, Offbeat Bride, emphasizes the DIY approach, you know, offering couples inspired and affordable ideas for weddings. Professional wedding photographers, of course, are expensive. Now, aren't guests simply creating a wedding album free of charge when they take their own photos?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I do want to clarify that Offbeat Bride isn't actually about encouraging people to be DIY. It's about encouraging people to be authentic to whatever their personality and their vision is. That said, I love seeing the range from we hired a photographer, we asked no one else to take photos because we love that photographer's work and we wanted them to have free reign, unfettered, all the way to what we think of as crowdsourcing your wedding photography, which is saying, hey, our friends and family are coming with their cameras. We love their photos. We're going to use an app or a web service like Flickr to collect those photos. And those are our wedding pictures. So I think whichever way people go, we support them either way.
I wonder if that would also be advising the photographer. I went to a wedding recently where the professional photographers took very little photos of the bride's mother. Thank goodness that other people who were guests did. Isn't there something kind of fun about seeing the wedding from a friend's perspective?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the best argument for having guests take photos, is that, God forbid, something happens with the photographer, the images don't come through, their memory card fails, they go out of business, that you have the insurance of backup photos from guests. And alternately, some people just love, like you've said, kind of this more candid guest perspective. For some people, looking out into the crowd of assembled guests and seeing everyone looking through screens is going to be frustrating and dispiriting. For other people who are social media mavens and love their own gadgets, they might be reading their vows off of an iPad and looking out and seeing that super wired moment where everyone's looking through their viewfinders might be super just a great celebration of technology and where they're at in their lives.
Ariel Meadows-Stallings, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Ariel Meadows-Stallings is the author of Offbeat Bride, Creative Alternatives for Independent Brides, and founder and publisher of the Offbeat Bride website. We have a link to view it for yourself and look at this trend in unplugged weddings. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. When word of mouth continues, the unfortunate outcome for many American marriages, divorce. While divorce proceedings are complicated and wrenching for anybody, it's a particularly arduous process for same-sex couples. A look into the legal barriers for gay divorce that make even something as complicated as same-sex marriage relatively simple. That's when word of mouth continues.